Coming up on the show, we are going to continue going through the food and wine menus for this year, 2018. That coming up next on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Traveling with the Mouse. I'll say it's been an interesting past week for me personally. I slightly had a life-changing event going on.
Well, I've informed our listeners somewhat of it, but tell us more in-depth or however much you want to tell us.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't heard that.
So you haven't been listening to the show where you've been dealing with this?
Well, I mean, I've been, a little preoccupied.
And that's exactly the word I used, preoccupied.
Yes, preoccupied, that is one. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
I may have mentioned it on here before about my wife being pregnant, but she ended up, well, she had an incident where we had to go to the emergency room, long story short, on Friday night / Saturday morning, the 3rd and the 4th of August.
Right.
And we wound up staying there, and we had to have a C-section done on Monday, and we have a baby now, and she is early, so she is still having to be under the care of the hospital for the time being. So it's been an interesting, like I say, whole week pretty much overall. So
definitely,
that's the short of it. That's the brief of it. But, you know, as far as she goes, everything's going along as far as a child being born that early. So we just got to kind of wait until she's developed enough to bring her home. So
yeah,
but everything else is just great.
Yeah,
so
well, that's good to hear. Good news.
So there we go. So since I got that little bit out of the way, let's continue into what we started. Let's finish what we started, because we always want to do that.
Yes,
with food and wine. So we have a lot of menus to go, so I'm going to try and do this somewhat quickly. Looks like we left off in the E's, or started, or that's where the E's would be.
We finished the C's, moving to the E's.
Yes, we did A, B, C. Now we're going to try and do E through whatever letter they have.
E through Z.
I don't think, do they have Z? Do they have Zimbabwe? I mean, I don't even know. No. We'll find out in a minute.
Yeah.
This is a show in which you may not want to listen to when you're hungry.
Good point.
Just thought. All right, so Earth Eats is the next one. We have the food there is the Steakhouse Blended Burger. Blended beef, wild mushroom slider with brie cheese fondue, arugula, truffle, and blue cheese potato chip on a brioche bun. Mm. Or you can have the Impossible Burger Slider with wasabi cream and spicy Asian slaw on a sesame seed bun. I wonder what makes it impossible.
These Impossible Burgers now are coming out everywhere. They're basically vegan burgers that are supposed to taste just like beef. So that's why they call it the Impossible Burger.
That's why they're impossible.
Because it's impossible to tell the difference. That's, I think, the idea,
really what they're saying is it's impossible to make veggies taste like meat. So
well, there's like videos out there on the internet of people like being fooled by it, like all that kind of stuff. So you never know. Well, it's enough to make this would be my choice. I would try the Impossible Burger just to see if I liked it.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like my fair share of vegetables, but I have canines for a reason. So okay. Anyway, Health Aid Kombucha Pink Lady Apple. I think that's how that's pronounced. I don't really know.
It looks right.
The Health Aid Kombucha Pomegranate or Health Aid Kombucha Beet Lime. Or the kombucha flight. So
we're getting kombucha one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't know exactly which one of those. I like pomegranate, so why not?
I mean, I love the pomegranate Schafferhofer, so I'll try it again. Here, let's try this.
All right, so the next stop we have is the Festival Center Wine Shop. It sounds appealing to me. Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Chef's selection of artisanal meats and accompaniments. Let's see, and then we have La Bottega di Belgioso. Sure. Hmm. Cheese plate that has
Let's Crescenza. Just say it's different cheeses. A variety of cheeses.
Yeah, a lot of different cheeses on this cheese plate.
I see Gorgonzola. I recognize that one.
Yes, Gorgonzola.
I can say that one.
I was going to say Crescenza.
Crescenza. Nobody has commented or emailed us that we've pronounced all these things wrong, so I think we're doing everything right. So that's
right.
People.
All right, so we have Bloody Mary seafood cocktail, which is shrimp, bay scallops, mussels, olive salad, and crisp lettuce, and a Bloody Mary vinaigrette. As far as food goes, I'm probably, you know, I like cheeses, especially with wine, so I think I'm going to go with the cheese selections on this one.
I would too, and I think, if I remember right, last year I think we got the charcuterie, and it was good. There was a lot of different things on it. I feel like I must have a picture of this, so, because I remember taking photos of that. It came on like this, it almost looked like a pizza spatula that you put pizzas on, like a big wooden, that's what it came on. It wasn't really a big wooden one, it was like a plastic one, but anyway. It was good.
I know what you're talking about. It's kind of like a pizza stone, but not stone, not made of stone.
Kind of.
Okay.
Wow, it was a lot of beverages. Well, it is a wine studio. I guess that makes sense.
Alrighty. So in the beverages, we have the Fess Parker Riesling.
I didn't know he had a winery.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know he did either.
I would try it just because of that.
There's also the McMurray Estate Vineyards Pinot Gris.
Yeah, look at those.
Silverado Vineyards Sauvignon Blanc. Silverado Vineyards Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell's Googie Wines Goldie Chardonnay. I'm noticing a theme here because
Goldie.
They're...
Goldie, that's funny. Goldie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Goldie I'm noticing a theme here with all this because they're all Disney, like, legends wines.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the McMurray is Fred.
Yeah, there's some Disney tie-ins. Although I do notice Lassiter is missing from this. Wonder why.
There's a Lassiter?
There is a Lassiter winery.
Probably because he's soon going to be working for Comcast. Anyway.
Good riddance.
So there's some more Kurt Russell wines in here as well. Skywalker. Interesting.
Yeah, Skywalker Ranch.
Yes. Chapelet Mountain. Bordeaux blend, Napa Valley. That sounds pretty good. I don't know. There's a couple of these that just seems weird. If I was going to choose a flight, it would definitely be a red flight. Because
probably
red is what I do. Red is better for you.
Yeah. I like a good Chardonnay every now and then, but otherwise, I prefer reds too.
I mean, but the thing is, if I'm going to drink it at all, I might as well drink the stuff that's better for me. So the Cabernet Sauvignon is the one. I mean, that's the one that's healthy for you. So that's the way I see things anyway.
There's a lot of them on here, so I would probably try the Skywalker just to say I've tried Skywalker.
That's pretty funny.
Right.
I may just go with the whole red flight here, though, at the end, I think. Yeah,
perhaps.
All red, like try them all.
Yeah.
All right, so flavors from Fire. Sounds interesting.
Oh, yes.
Piggy Wings. Roasted pork wings with Korean barbecue sauce and sesame seeds. That could have a whole new meaning now that they have Muppet Babies back on TV. It's Piggy Wings.
Piggy Wings.
Yes. Let's not go there. Smoked corned beef with warm crispy potatoes. Right?
Is that the one I got?
And pickled onions and blonde ale beer fondue featuring Belgiozio, Romano, and American Grana cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
Charred chimichurri skirt steak on smoked corn cake with pickled vegetable slaw and cilantro aioli. Chocolate picante, dark chocolate mousse with cayenne pepper, chili powder, and mango. Let's see. Out of the food, I don't know. I think I'm partial to the wings on this one.
Yeah.
Personally.
No.
I'm partial to the wings.
I do actually have my book from last year this time, so I'm looking. I did try the piggy wings last year. They did have that, and I remember them being very good. I did get something else from here I remember, but I don't see that I marked it, so I don't remember which one it was. I think it was the corned beef. So basically everything's exactly as it was last year, except last year they had a sweet pancake, And this year they have the skirt steak. So I would probably try the skirt steak because that sounds pretty good. And I love cilantro, so sounds good. I would probably try that.
So as far as the beverages go, you have an Orlando Brewery Smoking Blackwater Porter, a Michael David Winery Seven Deadly Zin Zinfandel Lodi, and Swine Brine featuring Jim Beam Bourbon.
Ooh, that sounds interesting too. I'd have to know more about this Swine Brine.
I think that's like what I would give a
salt water with bourbon. Is that what it is?
I don't know exactly, but I mean, I think I'd have to go with that after reading the other ones. It seems like it's the one that's going to be unique to this one, so to me. But.
Yeah, I would probably try it. Same here.
So we got France coming up next. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I'm always partial to choose something sweet from France because they're just that good with their desserts. They're like the king of desserts, in my opinion. But in the food, we have a croissant escargot, which is, of course, an escargot croissant with garlic and parsley.
Yeah. I did not get... I remember this from last year. I did not have the nerve to try it, the escargot croissant.
And even though I took a year of French, I'm going to spare the pronunciation of the next one and just tell you that it is a beer-braised beef with bacon, onion, and mashed potatoes.
That sounds good.
And then, of course, we have the creamy brulee.
Right, yes. Right. I know that is correct pronunciation. So.
Okay, so we have the creme brulee.
Yeah.
With house-made raspberry jam.
That was also gluten-free.
And I'm sorry, if I'm going to choose just one item out of food, I got to go with the creme brulee. So that's gonna be my choice.
This beer braised beef with bacon, onions, and mashed potatoes sounds really good. So I will.
It's interesting.
I will probably do that.
Okay. Among the beverages, we have a vodka Grey Goose, Le Citron cranberry and passion fruit juice mix. We have a Chardonnay. We have a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Ooh, Bordeaux.
We have a Saint Germain Sparkling Cure, which is sparkling wine and Saint Germain Elderflower Liquor. And we have a Kronborg Blanc 1664 Pale Lager.
Wow, is that old?
I guess so.
No,
I don't know why they would say otherwise. It's interesting that you could possibly do that, right?
Yeah. Well, it's France, so you have to do wine.
Maybe not. The Martini Slush, the Vodka Grey Goose is you know, pretty good too, so.
I would do the Bordeaux because, I mean, that's a good wine.
Cabernet Sauvignon. There you go.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier.
For sure.
So.
That's going to be good, I guarantee you.
Germany. We have pasta gratin with ham, onions, and cheese. We also have a roast bratwurst and a pretzel roll. And we have an apple strudel with vanilla sauce.
Ooh, the strudel sounds really good, actually.
I know. I'm tempted.
Because you can get the bratwurst and stuff like that year-round.
Yeah, you got
Germany.
A point. You probably, I don't know that you can get the apple strudel that way all year-round or not. You might could.
Yeah, maybe. That does.
I don't.
Yeah, I would do the apple strudel.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that too. I'm gonna agree.
Don't forget. The
okay,
cream. You have to wait for the cream.
The beverages. We have a Pilsner, unfiltered. We have. Wow, I don't even know exactly how you say that. Karl Graf, Gratchen, Heimlich, Riesling.
What is
Usel, Blattlis.
That's a sweet wine.
I'm not familiar with that. Is it? Okay.
A Riesling.
J&H Selbach, Bernkastler, Riesling.
All Rieslings. Okay.
Yeah.
Three of them.
Three Rieslings. So.
Oh, but they're flights?
Three different Rieslings.
Oh, you can get it in a flight. Is that what it's saying?
Then we have a Villa Wolf Pinot Noir. And, yeah, we have another Riesling flight.
Riesling flight. My wife really likes Riesling, so I'd probably do the Riesling flight, probably, just so she can try them.
I'm going to say my wife really likes Riesling, so I think I will do a Pilsner.
Right. Well, I mean, I would just share that with her because I'm not really a sweet wine person right. as much.
Gotcha.
But she is, so. And again, these items, the flight is probably like $12 or something. So just think about that, too. I'm not going to be like, oh, you get the $12 flight and I'll get the $8 beer. Like, we've already spent like $80 right. on our... Anyway.
It's like we could have bought a house with the amount of food money we spent on food.
Basically.
Greece, if you like Greek food.
Oh, I thought you were saying this was greasy food items.
No. No, this is different kind of grease. This is deep fried Greece, as in from the country, not from McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Loaded Greek nachos, pita chips, ooh. Meatless sausage crumbles, and vegan tzatziki. That just sounds like tzatziki. A blasphemy right there, saying meatless sausage.
Right. So. Tzatziki sauce. I think we got this one last year. I don't think it was that awesome. But anyway.
You don't think it was that awful or awesome?
Awesome, yeah. I don't remember thinking it was fantastic. I thought it was this.
Okay. Then we have the taste of Greece. Chicken souvlaki. Feta cheese dip with warm pita and lamb sausage with a dill tomato ragu.
That sounds pretty good.
Spanakopita. Greek spinach pie. Bougasta. Warm Philly dough strudel with sweet vanilla custard, lemon honey syrup, and cinnamon.
Now that
so is a tough if one. I'm choosing one item, I think I'm going to go with the Taste of Greece, which had the chicken, the feta cheese, and the lamb sausage, all that good stuff. I think I'm going to try that.
Yeah, that one sounds really good, actually. I'm looking at the book from last year, and the Taste of Greece was very different. It had grilled octopus, feta cheese and a warm pita with stuffed grape leaves and lemon dill sauce. So this one sounds way better than that. So
it does.
I will go
interesting.
With
it. I must change that one up on a yearly basis.
Yeah, whatever the taste of
or Greece periodically.
Is. Yeah. I thought I knew what the taste of Greece was, but I guess now I know what the taste of the country Greece is.
And it looks like they have three different types of wine, and then they have the wine flight, I guess, where you can get all some sort of a sample of all three of them. They have a Peloponnese, a Santorini, or two different kinds of Santorini. I would probably just go with the flight in this case, just to get a little taste of all of them probably. In this case.
Yeah, I would agree, because I don't know the others as well, try them all.
So in Hawaii, this one's another one that can be somewhat popular, at least in my experience.
Yeah.
But depends on where it's sitting. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think they usually had it near the front. So,
yeah, if I remember right, it's usually one of the first ones if you turn towards Mexico. I feel like it
exactly
used to be,
that's where. Anyway. I've always seen it to be in between the entrance and Mexico. So, Kahlua pork slider with sweet and sour dole, pineapple chutney, and spicy mayonnaise. That's a popular item.
Mm-hmm.
That's seems a like
staple.
It's always.
Yeah, always there.
Like always on there. Grilled tuna tataki with seaweed salad, pickled cucumbers, and wasabi cream. Teriyaki glazed spam, hash with potatoes, peppers, onions, and spicy mayonnaise, passion fruit cheesecake, and toasted macadamia nuts. So, which of those? I think I want to say I've actually had the pork slider from there, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, I've had that before. The tuna looks pretty good. Pickled cucumbers.
Yeah. I don't like tuna so much.
I think we tried this last year, or something similar. I remember getting a tuna dish that had pickled cucumbers. So maybe that was it. You know, the spam actually sounds interesting. Teriyaki glazed spam.
I know. Anytime you see spam, you think of something nasty, I think. But
yes. I mean,
I would give it a shot just because it sounds interesting.
Yeah. I had spam sandwiches growing up occasionally. I don't think we had that much, but
yeah.
I mean, why not? It might
take
me back to my childhood, like in Ratatouille.
There you go.
Except mine is spam.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go into a trance, a catatonic trance, and all of a sudden think of my childhood. Beverages. We have Maui Brewing Company, Bikini Blonde Lager. Florida Orange Groves Sparkling Pineapple Wine. I'm trying to figure out that connection.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, it says right on there, it says Florida Orange Groves Wine, and it's St. Petersburg, Florida, but it's at the Hawaii station.
Yeah. I always think about Florida when I'm drinking Hawaii. In Hawaii.
Yeah. Mai Tai with Sailor Jerry Spice Rum and Dole Pineapple Juice. To be quite honest, though, if you want something Dole Pineapple Juice related with rum, you can just get the Dole Whip with rum. So it might be a little different there, but I don't know if I would try. I might try the Bikini Blonde Lager just because it's Maui.
All right. I would do the Mai Tai.
You would do the Mai Tai?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though that's probably like $14 for a ounce of Mai Tai.
So you think I'm just going to try the lager because I'm Maui? Anyway.
Sure.
I've watched that movie a little too much.
I can understand.
I still love it, though.
It is good.
I can't help but I love every time the song that Away Away song always comes on. I love that song.
You mean it's just the Lin-Manuel Miranda song?
Huh? You know, the one where they're sailing when she discovers the boats. Away Away.
Yeah, that's the one he sings.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, well then there you go.
Hamilton, man.
I didn't know that. That and of course Shiny.
Yes, that one's a good one too, of course. Jermaine Clement.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
But anyway, back to the topic at hand. Yes.
Yeah.
Back to the topic at hand. We have the Hops and Barley booth.
All right.
Which has food there, actually. Believe it or not. It has New England lobster roll, which is warm lobster with fresh herb mayonnaise and griddled roll. They have a New Brunswick slider, which is slow braised beef brisket pot roast style with horseradish cream and crispy fried onions on a potato roll with pickled vegetables on the side. I had to take a deep breath for that one.
Yeah. It's a mouthful.
Freshly baked carrot cake and cream cheese icing. I'm going to go with the lobster roll.
I've heard that's not as good as you would think. I don't know. I haven't tried it, but I would probably do the slider, the New Brunswick slider, because the beef brisket horseradish cream, that sounds pretty good.
To each their own.
I like brisket, so...
So in the beverages here, you would think with it being called hops and barley, this would be like the cream of the crop, right? They have a North Coast Brewing Company Blue Star Wheat, a Three Daughters Brewing, a Wake Coffee Blonde Ale, KBC's Americanen APA, Angry Orchard Rosé Hard Cider, Mir Soleil Reserve, how they would say it there, because like it seems like it's all in French. Chardonnay, yes. I'm going to say it sounded like they were saying it all in French, though. Broadside Cabernet Sauvignon or a beer flight. Which
probably should do the flight, right?
I was going to say, at a place called Hops and Barley, how can you not do the flight?
Yeah, probably. Although this Wake Coffee Blonde Ale sounds interesting.
I think that's included in the flight, though.
Yeah, looks like it is.
That's the three drinks that are included in the flight. So we get that.
Yeah, that would be the one I'd be the most interested in trying.
And next we have a Sweet Taste of India.
Yay.
That's not a reference to the Aerosmith song, really, although that is what made me think of that.
Right.
For those of you that know Aerosmith that much, because that one's definitely an obscure one.
Well, that's a Disney connection.
So anyway, yeah, it's a Disney connection. The food there, warm Indian bread with pickled garlic, mango salsa and coriander pesto dips. Madras. Yes, red curry with roasted cauliflower.
Madras.
Baby carrots, chickpeas, and basmati. Is that how they say that?
Basmati.
Basmati rice.
Yeah, basmati rice, which I love basmati rice.
Basmati. I don't guess I've ever had to read that off before. Korma chicken with cucumber, tomato salad, almonds, cashews, and warm naan bread.
Which is delicious. I love naan bread. So last year they had a pistachio cardamom bundt cake, which we got, which they don't have on there this year. Well, we did get the Madras red curry roasted cauliflower one and liked it. I don't think it was our favorite, but we did like it. But
I think I got to go with option 3. It has the chicken, the cucumber, tomato salad, almonds, cashews, and the
naan bread. Naan bread, yeah, which I do love. non-bread.
And in the beverages, we have the Mango Lassie, the Godfather Lager,
yeah,
the Sula Chenin Blanc, the Sula Shiraz, and then the Mango Lassie with some Sumerus Indian Cream Liquor.
Yeah. And that's what we got last year, the Mango Lassie. It was aight. I wasn't over the moon about it.
It's aight.
Yeah, it's aight. But I guess I would get that again or try this Godfather Lager because it sounds cool.
It just sounds cool. Is it is it an offer that you can't refuse?
Yeah. I cannot refuse.
So we're going to move along to Ireland.
All right.
And we have roasted Irish sausage with Culcannon potatoes and onion gravy. We have warm Irish cheddar cheese and stout dip with Irish brown bread. And we also have warm chocolate pudding with Irish cream liquor custard. So,
pudding.
I don't like onion gravy, so I'm going to ditch the sausage this time. I think I'll go with the warm chocolate pudding with the Irish cream liquor custard. Sounds good to me.
It sounds interesting. I haven't had a lot of desserts, I've noticed. So, yeah,
why not
have a dessert?
And for your beverages, you have a Guinness Foreign Extra Stout. You have a Bunratty Mead Honey Wine. And you have Guinness Bailey's Shake. Just because you don't see it a lot, I kind of like the idea of drinking the mead. Just because it's not something I can get everywhere.
Right, just to say, yeah. Have a pint of mead, even though it definitely won't be a pint. It'll be like 2 ounces of it, but...
Yeah.
Well, it'll probably be more than that, but you know what I'm saying. It won't be nearly as much. I would do the same.
And so they're going to have an Islands of the Caribbean. In this, they're going to have a Ropa Vieja Empanada with tomato aioli.
Yeah.
Jerk Spice Chicken Lollipop. Sounds weird. With roasted sweet plantain salad, mango chutney yogurt. And then we have something called a quesito, which is puff pastry with sweetened cream cheese and guava sauce. So yeah. I think I like jerk chicken. So I will give the jerk chicken a try here.
I do like jerk chicken, but I know already my wife loves the Ropa Vieja, so she would totally want that. And she likes empanadas, so throw those together. Right, that's definitely what we'd be getting. So
yeah. Well, you know, some of this would change, obviously, when I see the food, but, you know.
Right.
This is, I'm just going based on the description, pretty much. So
why is it a jerk chicken spice lollipop?
Yeah, that's what interests me. Yeah. I don't know what the lollipop part means. So
it is interesting, but yeah.
So the beverages, we have the Red Stripe Lager. We have the Caribbean White Sangria or the Frozen Mojito.
I think I'd get the Mojito.
The Mojito. I think I would too, because this will probably be still relatively hot and it says frozen. So,
although White Sangria, that's probably what my wife would want. Although I would want the Red Stripe just to say, hooray, beer. Do you remember that commercial?
So anyway, then her lips would taste like sangria?
Probably.
Ha, 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 ha.
Is that an Aerosmith song? I'm just kidding.
No. Actually, that would be a, what's his name? On The Voice? The country singer?
Blake Shelton?
Yes, Blake Shelton. God, why couldn't I think of Blake Shelton? Anyway, that's the one. So we move on to Italy. And in Italy, we have a Fritto Misto, which is crispy shrimp, zucchini, and sweet potatoes with a spicy sauce. And then we have Pollo alla Cacciatora, which is braised chicken thigh, mushrooms, tomatoes, and Parmesan polenta. We have a Mezzi Rigatoni, vodka sauce, crispy pancetta, and Parmesan cheese. And I believe that's pancetta. And then we have a cannoli, which is a cannoli filled with sweet ricotta, chocolate, and candied fruit. So, which one sounds appealing to you?
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
You're going to take the cannoli?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to be inclined to agree. on this one.
Yeah.
Let's see. And what beverage shall we have with it? Out of a Moretti Lager, a Moretti La Rosa Double Malt, a Placido Pinot Grigio, Placido Chianti, Villa Sandy Prosecco, I'm not sure about that one.
Prosecco, yeah.
Monte Grande Corbinello, Spumante Dolce, Fior d'Oranzio, Monte Grande Moscato, Frozen Margarita with Limoncello and Tequila.
Mmm, an Italian margarita. That's a tough one. My wife.
I know my wife would
choose the Moscato, but
I'm gonna say my wife would choose the Italian margarita.
Oh, would she?
I think I'll go with a nice bottle of Chianti.
Yeah, and some fava beans.
Mm.
Anyway,
I think I'll be finding the fava beans in Italy.
Liver.
It could be.
I didn't see liver and fava beans on there. So.
So you're gonna skip on the Chianti.
Yeah.
So here we go to yet another country that already exists in the World Showcase, in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So teriyaki chicken bun, steam bun filled with chicken, vegetables, and sweet teriyaki sauce.
Yum.
Beef nigiri topped with shrimp sauce and diced pickle jalapenos. A spicy roll, which has tuna and salmon topped with volcano sauce. Ooh.
Yeah, that's the one I would get.
I knew that. I kind of figured that would be yours. I'll probably be boring here and go with the teriyaki chicken. I say, well, it's boring, but I mean, it's just, you know, I like teriyaki chicken, and I'm not a sushi fan, so.
Bun. I've had that in the bun before, and it is delicious, so.
Really?
Yeah, I have had that. So.
So, in beverages, we have Kirin Ichiban Lager. We have Ozeki Rai Sake, Fuji Apple Cocktail Sake, Peach Schnapps, and Green Apple Syrup. And I'm probably going to go with the Ozeki Rai Sake.
Hmm.
I don't like fruity sake.
That's interesting.
It's a cocktail, though, at the bottom, so it's a mixture with sake. But I'll take the straight-up sake.
That sounds interesting. I'm going to date myself here, but isn't the Ichiban, isn't that from Friends, the commercial that Joey did with was lip balm? It was Ichiban. I thought it was. Lip balm for men.
Like, it could be.
I feel like that's what
I don't remember. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's interesting. But, yeah, I mean, it's Japan. Try the sake, I guess. So I would probably do sake.
So we follow up next with a place called Light Lab, which is basically just beverages. Which we have a phosphorescent freeze, whatever that is.
Really funky beverages.
Yeah, I don't know. Infrared is what it's called. Ultraviolet is the next one. Looks like they have a selection of wines, hard ciders. Yeah. And they even have a cider flight and an RGB flight. So I'm probably going to choose one of the flights just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
So
now, I went into the Light Lab, but I did not get anything last year. It's that area over by Club Cool that we talked about is a good place to flop, I think, or rest or whatever in that
quite
episode,
possibly.
Right? Kind of on the opposite end of the building where the character spot is, that area. But yes. I think the infrared or the ultraviolet, those, it's more entertaining to watch them make the drink than it is to actually drink it, I think. But one of them has like cotton candy in it, I think. And then they make it in weird ways. I forgot exactly now, but I guess I would get one of those if I was going to get something just to watch them make it. So that's probably what I would do.
All right, then. So we move on to Mexico. Again, that's a place where you can get something Mexican, like, all the time. Not only in Disney, but just about anywhere. So it gets kind of challenging, I think, when it comes to these booths. But they went with a short rib tostada, which is corn tortilla topped with short ribs, black beans, salsa verde, and spring onion. Shrimp quesadilla, which is a corn tortilla with shrimp. I'm not sure about that type of cheese. Starts with an O, though. And topped with spicy gallo sauce and sesame seeds.
Hmm.
And then we also have a coconut rice pudding served with mango cooey.
Yeah.
So, oh, what the heck. I'd go with the shrimp quesadilla.
I feel like I did do the shrimp quesadilla, so It was good. Coconut rice pudding might be an alternative. I'm not really sure if I'd like that or not.
And in the beverage category, we have Dos Equis draft beer with a hint of almond. Mariachi Loco, which is a margarita with La Boyle tequila. Joven. Mango puree and chamoy. Ay Caramba, which is a smoky margarita with lime juice and Ancho Reyes chili liquor.
Okay.
Let's see.
That's going to be spicy.
La Chancla, which is red wine sangria mixed with fruit juice. El Padrino, which is blackberry Mexican punch with Vilo Blanco tequila.
I would have to go with something with tequila in it. So I'd probably get that margarita.
The Mariachi Loco?
Yeah. That's probably what I would try.
I don't always drink in Mexico, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
Of course. But of course. I'm assuming you can get Dos Equis anywhere, though, right?
Yes.
But I don't know.
The one with a hint, the one with a hint of almond, I don't know if that's just a special one for them. They're just adding almonds to it for. They're probably just experimenting. They're trying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like trying different styles of it out on the guests here.
Right.
And if it's a hit, then they'll probably introduce it into their line of beers.
Here's an idea. Get the old guy back. Like the original most interesting man in the world. He's better than the guy they have.
I don't know. I mean, didn't he die or something? Maybe that's why they had to replace him. You don't think so? Okay.
He's the most interesting man in the world. He can't die.
Right. He could be the most interesting man in the cemetery.
Well, he definitely would be. I don't always die, but when I do, I don't know. I don't know what happens. I got no follow-up.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Morocco, we have Kefta Pocket, I think. I don't know how you say that. Seasoned ground beef and pita pocket.
I think that's
pretty
right.
Much what that is. Hummus fries with cucumber, tomato onions, and tzatziki sauce. Chocolate baklava, rolled phyllo dough with toasted almonds, and dark chocolate sauce.
Baklava, though. I love baklava of all kinds, and chocolate baklava sounds amazing, so...
How about a little more baklava?
Exactly. I'd try all of them from column A. Or maybe column B.
All right. Anyway. So in the beverages, we have the Casa Pale Lager. We have the Casbah Prestige Red Wine. And we also have the Mimosa Royale, which is sparkling wine and orange juice topped with orange liquor. And then we have Red Organic Sangria.
Well, dang.
Sangria and Morocco. I don't know. I thought that was a Mexican thing, but maybe it's not. Okay.
Well, if I got there before noon, I'd get the mimosa.
Mimosa?
That's a breakfast drink, so I don't know. Actually, I don't know which one I would get. None of them sound amazing.
I don't know that I've really tried any of these types of, except for, you know, obviously I've tried wine before and everything, but, and sangria, but. I don't know. I guess I'll just try the Moroccan lager. So, just to try it.
Like. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
See what that was like. Let's see. New Zealand. And among the food here, we have steamed green lip mussels with garlic butter and toasted breadcrumbs. We also have lamb meatball with spicy tomato chutney.
Ooh, yes.
And we have seared venison sausage with kumari puree and wild mushroom marsala sauce.
Okay. New Zealand is bringing it.
Yep.
The lamb meatball sounds really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's what I would go with.
But that venison sausage,
Something about, I mean, I guess maybe it's because of where I live or where we live, the area of the country we live in. We don't get a lot of stuff with lamb, so just about every time I see lamb, I like to try it.
It is
so,
good, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
and whatever
tomato
reason.
Chutney sounds good too. Spicy, yeah, I like it.
Yes,
I'm all for it.
And the beverages consist of Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc, Antmore Wine Works Mako Black Pinot Noir, and a frozen wine cocktail featuring the Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc.
Frozen wine cocktail. I don't know that I've had something like that before. So that
I think I would just go with that again.
Sounds good.
It's It's depending on which time of the Food and Wine Festival you go, it could be particularly hot. So anything frozen will be good.
That's kind of what I was thinking. A little refresher, cool down for a moment.
Since it goes all the way into August now, apparently.
Yeah, it starts.
You know, you're going to have your days that are probably going to be a little on the warm side.
Well, basically all but like the last 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it could potentially be warm in any of those days, but we are likely in September, August, or last part of August. So
I would say more days than not during the entire Food and Wine Festival, it's going to be like hot.
Yeah.
So
I guess it depends on what part of the country you're from as to what your definition of hot is, probably.
Yes. Or what country you're from.
Shimmering Sips Mimosa Bar, which actually has food. Chocolate croissant, flaky croissant stuffed with chocolate, hence the name chocolate croissant. Almond croissant, which guess what this is? This is a flaky croissant topped with toasted almonds. Mm. Jumbo blueberry muffin with streusel topping, and then a cheese Danish with sweet icing.
Gosh, I love a good cheese Danish. You'd go with that?
Maybe, but I don't know, because it's something I could probably get anywhere, but yeah, I'm just going to go with the cheese Danish.
Well, I mean, the first thing that stood out to me was actually the blueberry muffin with streusel topping. I'm like, you can get a blueberry muffin anywhere. But it sounds interesting. I don't know why.
You can get most of this stuff anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
I think this is really just meant to choose something to go along with whatever beverage, like a pairing. Well, this sounds interesting because in the beverages, the very first one listed says frozen apple pie.
Ugh,
and okay. I'm pretty sure that's kind of hard to drink.
Right. It'd be a little hard. Yeah. So I'm assuming it's mixed with ice cream?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that is.
A milkshake?
It's all it says is frozen apple pie.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, all right then.
Alrighty.
Tropical mimosa with sparkling wine and pomegranate, and that's orange and grapefruit juices. Key lime mimosa with key lime sparkling wine and cranberry juice. Blood orange mimosa with sparkling wine and blood orange juice. Madras mimosa with cranberry sparkling wine and orange juice. Fromosa, which is frozen mimosa, featuring White Claw lime hard seltzer. And then we have Joffrey's cold brew coffee.
I love cold brew coffee, so I might need a pick-me-up here if I'm eating all this food in one day, which I wouldn't, but... I don't know. It's a tougher choice here. I'm not a huge mimosa person.
Well, whenever they call it cold brew coffee, it's alcoholic, right? So, just saying.
I mean, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, coffee liqueur is, but this is just cold coffee.
Pretty sure this is alcoholic. So.
Okay. I like cold brew coffee. I don't always drink it with alcohol. Actually, I don't think I ever have. So, cold brew coffee does exist without alcohol in it. So, if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, for example, or Starbucks.
Okay, I got you.
Anyway, point is, I would just get a muffin and a coffee. This is where I would start my day at 11 a.m.
You're gonna start your day on Shimmering Sips Mimosa Bar, if you can find it.
Coffee and a muffin.
All right, so in Spain... It's not like we went to Spain. We have now. We have charcuterie and a cone with imported Spanish meats.
That sounds weird.
Cheeses and olives with an herb vinaigrette. We have Spanish-style paella with chorizo and roasted chicken. We have seafood salad with shrimp, bay scallops, mussels, extra virgin olive oil, white balsamic vinegar, and smoked paprika.
I love smoked paprika. The paella, I love paella. The only how is it fresh? If, it takes, a long time to make paella fresh, so they're just keeping it warm.
It just says Spanish style. Yeah, it just says Spanish style paella.
Yeah.
So
I'm it may not be great, because it's probably been sitting there all day, but...
Yeah,
maybe.
And the beverages, we have lager. De Buza Albarino, whatever that is.
The beer that broke force down.
Yeah, it's basically going to be Spanish beer, it sounds like. Casa Castillo Monastrell is spelt Carnacha Old Vines. And then there's also a wine flight available. So going to assume that that includes all of those, except for the lager. Sounds like it's a beer, so.
Yeah.
It does. I'm not exactly sure.
I want to bring the force down, so I'd go with the lager.
Okay, sure. I'll just agree with you this time. So let's move along to Thailand. We have marinated chicken with peanut sauce and stir-fried vegetables.
That sounds good.
Seared shrimp and scallop cake with cold noodle salad. Red hot spiced Thai curry beef with steamed rice. See, I'm not big on curry. I don't know why.
I do, though.
Interestingly enough, though, I like spicy things, but I don't like curry so much. I don't know why. But anyway.
That's probably what I would go with, though. The Thai curry beef with steamed rice. It sounds delightful.
Well, I think I would go with the marinated chicken with peanut sauce.
I love peanut sauce, too, though. So.
There you go. And you got two beverages to choose from here. You have Singha Lager. Lager. I don't know why I said Liger. Huh. It's like a lion and tiger that they're serving up.
Lager.
Maison Willem, something that sounds very much German.
Yeah.
Alsace.
I guess I would go with that. I don't know what would be more authentic. So I would ask them. Of course, it's usually not people from that country running the booth as much anymore. Yeah. So they'd be like, I don't know.
That's kind of stinks because it used to be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, a lot of them are, but not all of them.
Wine and Dine Studio. Whatever that means. So we have seared scallops, truffled celery root puree, Brussels sprouts, wild mushrooms featuring Melissa's produce. Thanks, Melissa.
Yeah.
Butternut squash ravioli with brown butter vinaigrette, Parmesan cheese, and pumpkin seeds. A trio of artisan cheese featuring La Bottega di Belgioso cheeses. And then there's an artist palette of wine and cheese, which is a trio of artisan cheese paired with Rainstorm Silver Linings Pinot Noir Rosé and Riata Chardonnay and Spellbound Petite Syrah. Mm. And then we have beverages, which is the Riata Chardonnay, the Rainstorm Silver Linings Pinot Noir Rosé, or the Spellbound Petite Syrah.
I mean, as far as food, the butternut squash ravioli sounds pretty good. That's the one that stuck out to me.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with that as well, based on what I've seen.
Chardonnay, then I haven't had one. Yet,
yeah, so. I started to say I'll take the black fly in my Chardonnay.
So you can watch me sip my Chardonnay?
Oh, brother. Additional festival locations. I guess we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. So they have Block and Hans, which they have beverages there. They have Dogfish Head Brewery, Cider Boys Strawberry Magic Hard Cider, Full Sail Brewing Company, Blood Orange Wheat, Carbock Brewing Company, Love Street Colch Style Blonde, Big Top Brewing Company, Hawaiian Lion Coconut and Coffee Porter, Lexington Brewing and Distilling Company, Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. I think I'd have to try that last one.
Sounds interesting. I might give that Cider Boys Strawberry Magic Hard Cider a try. Sounds interesting.
And so, moving on, we have the Fife and Drum, which only has the Hansen Brothers Beer Company Hops Pale Ale.
Is that a Hansen version?
I guess so. It says Hansen Brothers Beer.
That makes sense.
I mean, I was like, I didn't know that they... First of all, I thought they were all Mormon, so I didn't even know that they drank, so...
Well, they don't have to drink to make money off of beer. I don't know.
I guess not.
Interesting.
Funnel cake. We have a maple bacon funnel cake topped with candied bacon. Sounds good.
Yummy.
I have to give that one
a shot.
All
over that. Dang.
Then, of course, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company, which they put together a couple of concoctions for those that care. The American Adventure, which is Fire and Ice, Frozen Lemonade with Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey.
Ooh, I love that.
Canada, River Sunrise, which is Frozen Orange Pineapple with Grand Marnier. Showcase Plaza, which is Frozen Wildberry Acai with Grey Goose Vodka. Future World East, Fastlane, which is Frozen Cappuccino with Brown Jug Bourbon Cream.
Dang, that's interesting too.
So,
I would probably try that Fire and Ice Frozen Lemon with Fireball.
Really?
Sounds interesting to me.
I think I kind of like the Riviera Sunrise, which is the Frozen Orange Pineapple with Grand Marnier. I'm kind of a tropical... I'm really just a beer and wine person, but if I'm going to get one, it's going to be tropical tasting. Tropical. So, most of the time.
Tropical.
Refreshment Outpost. Let's see. Food we have. Spicy hot dog with kimchi and mustard sauce. Whoa.
Interesting.
I don't know if... you will say that's all they have, so it's either a take or a pass on that one.
Yeah. I wonder if it's anything like the angry hot dog at Pixar Pier. I wonder if it's anything like that or not.
And then the beverages they have there is interesting. It has Bain's Cape Mountain Whiskey and Frozen Coke. So
interesting.
I would probably take that just to try it. At Refreshment Port, they have a beef brisket poutine, French fries with beef brisket, beer cheese sauce, and poutine gravy topped with crispy onions.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Sweet potato poutine, which is sweet potato fries with caramel sauce, mini marshmallows, and pecans. Pineapple soft serve ice cream, or pineapple soft serve ice cream with Bacardi coconut rum. Sounds an awful lot like Dole Whip.
Right.
But
basically what it is with or without rum.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of the sweet potato poutine, personally, but this sounds good to me.
Yeah, the brisket poutine sounds interesting, too. I don't know. I'd have to try both of those, actually.
And the beverages there are Dragonberry Refresher featuring Bacardi Dragonberry Rum.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the rum gone? We're getting down to the very end here, and we have Taste Track. Anyway,
right.
They always have Taste Track. Croissant donut tossed in cinnamon sugar. A croissant donut with chocolate and marshmallows. A croissant donut with chocolate hazelnut cream. A croissant donut with sprinkles. Add chocolate, hazelnut, white chocolate raspberry, or vanilla bean gelato for an additional charge. And I think down here at the bottom they should say, get all four and call it the heart attack.
Basically. I feel like they're really trying to keep this cronut thing alive, which like 5 years ago or whatever, it was a big deal. And now they're just throwing crap in it just to see if people will still eat it.
So well, they will literally put anything together, it sounds like, at Disney, just based on some of the stuff I've seen on the menus lately. So
probably. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd probably just do the hazelnut cream one just to try it if I were to sample this. Yeah.
I mean, what was it? What's that burger over at All Star? It has like a cinnamon bun or whatever and candied bacon.
Yeah, the bread is
the hamburger.
Like, yeah, cinnamon rolls, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like almost ordering saying, can I have the heart attack burger, pretty much.
Basically. Yeah, I don't know.
So, beverages. Pancake milkshake.
So it's interesting. Pancake batter? Thrown in a milkshake?
I guess.
Like, with ice cream?
I'm intrigued by that one. I would actually give it a try just to see.
It's probably like... Because
I like pancakes and I like milkshakes, so why not?
Some place used to have a cake batter milkshake. I'm assuming it's going to be similar to that.
I've had like a birthday cake milkshake, ice cream, something like that. Birthday
right,
cake.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was kind of thinking of, cake I batter. Think. Yeah.
All right, and then to finish this all off, we have the chocolate experience from Bean to the Bar, hosted by Ghirardelli Chocolate Company.
Yum.
So these are beverages, and it's the Benfi, Rosa Regal Sparkling Red.
Hmm.
And then, of course, they have the Ghirardelli Drinking Chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is non-alcoholic.
I did that once.
Did you?
And I do not recommend it. Because I felt sick after drinking that much chocolate.
How much was it?
It was a decent like shot of chocolate. It was kind of like maybe 2 ounces or something.
So it's just like melted chocolate.
Yeah, basically. I was thinking something different, but it was basically melted chocolate. That's what it tasted like. And I was like,
You could have gotten the same experience if you just bought some Ghirardelli chocolate and then put it in the microwave and then drank it down.
Right. Well, threw it in a glass and microwaved it. Yeah. Basically, it's kind of what it felt like to me. And I felt sick after drinking that much chocolate. So.
Well, all right then.
Yeah. I don't recommend it. But if you really love chocolate and you have something maybe salty to go with it, but hey, they don't have anything.
I really love chocolate, but I don't think I love it that much.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that completes the list of the food and wine. If you get an opportunity to go, it is a good experience. I'd say everything that's there, it's geared toward more toward couples or even singles going and doing this, more so than families. But I could see where you could enjoy it as a family as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are ways you could do it in which you could enjoy it as a family.
Mm-hmm. My son likes trying some of this stuff, but then of course if it's something he doesn't like, and that's the other thing, if you're going to get alcohol drinks, you have to get something else too, because they're going to want what you have, and so you're going to end up spending a lot of money too, because you got to get something for them. So yeah.
And they're going to have to go to rehab.
All that, yeah. And then the therapy bills and all that stuff. So it snowballs from there.
Yeah. So again, do this responsibly. That's the idea. So there you go.
Don't go doing the challenge where you get something from every food and wine booth, alcoholic.
Right.
And try to drink it all.
I know we talked about this as to what we would choose in there, but I think I would, move along through it, and I would not necessarily visit every booth if I were going.
Yeah.
So I would pick and choose for sure. So.
Yeah, I'm very picky about what it is. If I have to see something that I really, really am interested in to go get it, versus like, I would eat that if I, basically what we did was, if we were forced to buy something from every booth, which one would we pick? So.
Yeah. All right, then.
That does it. So it starts in like 2 weeks. So if you're going, now you're prepared and you know what we would choose.
Right.
If that now helps you in any way.
The time has come. So, all right. So that wraps up this episode of Traveling with the Mouse. As always, you can find us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. If you would like, we also have a Spreadshirt store that has our exclusive TWTM merchandise on it. I highly recommend it because I personally have benefited. I personally have gotten some of the merchandise.
Yeah.
Yes. And not that, of course I would, because it's our merchandise.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to influence anyone to go to that store or anything like that.
Well, isn't that what we're doing?
If you like listening to us, then you might like supporting us.
Yeah, it helps the show. So if you also want to help support the show, you can do that by visiting our Patreon page, patreon.com/TWTM podcast. There you can support the show monthly and get other things in return as well. Also, we have a website, travelingwiththemouse.com, where you can find links to all of these things that we mentioned, as well as all of our past episodes and whatnot. And you can also email us, podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com.
So, for Adam Brown, this has been John Martin, and this has also been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope that you will join us on our next trip.